Well, since the escalation of conflict between Hamas and Israel in October last year, the World Health Organization estimates almost 700 doctors and medical workers have been killed in Gaza. This week, the UN Office for Human Rights has called for an investigation after the discovery of two mass graves reportedly containing around 300 bodies at two of Gaza's biggest hospitals. Khaled Aser is a Gazan doctor who was the last remaining surgeon at Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis. As well as saving lives, he also documented the attacks on the medical workers.
Yesterday also, Israeli snipers and Israeli quadcopters, they shot all over the building and they shot my colleague, Dr. Karam. He has a shrapnel inside his head. It was superficial, nothing serious, but a lot of bullets inside their bedroom and their restroom.
In late March, after a raid by Israeli forces, Dr. Khaled Aser vanished and hasn't been heard from since. His cousin is Asaid Aser, a doctor from Gaza who is currently studying in the United States. Welcome to the program, Asaid.
Thank you for having me.
Asaid, I want to get on to what you think might have happened to your cousin in a moment. But first, before he vanished, he made several posts online about the situation at the hospital. Can you tell me a bit about what medical staff were facing and have been facing during that time?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, Nasser Hospital was first under siege in late January, early February by the Israeli military. And they sniped patients, healthcare workers. We saw in the media the nurse who was shot in the OR. And then a few days later, in kind of mid-February, the hospital was invaded and several healthcare workers were abducted, stripped of their clothes and taken to unknown places. And at that time, actually, my cousin was abducted for 24 hours and then they released him and he stayed at the hospital and he was the only remaining general surgeon at that hospital. Other healthcare workers were basically displaced to Rafah. Some of them were able to leave Gaza. As you correctly mentioned, many of them were killed or injured. And so my cousin Khaled, I've been in contact with him because we've been basically documenting, the traumatic cases that presented to Nasser Hospital through the largest telemedicine group chat in Gaza since January. And so he disappeared after March 24th. And that's the second time the Nasser Hospital was invaded. Mm. So we don't know his whereabouts, but we believe he's abducted because a recently released healthcare worker from one of the Israeli detention sort of center that is close to Gaza saw him blindfolded and detained in that center. But we don't know for sure. So it's quite distressing. I mean, you know, Khaled has no connection to any military groups in Gaza. He's just a doctor. He is a very dedicated doctor. He wanted to treat his patient and stay by the bedside and treat their injuries. So we called the Israeli military and the international community, especially the medical community, to basically, if he's abducted, to release him, and if he was killed, we need to know about that because that's just a crime against humanity and against the medical community.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's an extremely distressing time for you and your family. A UK doctor by the name of Professor Nick Maynard has said from his time in Gaza that he believes medical staff were being targeted by the Israeli military, which the IDF denies. But from the contact that you've had with doctors in Gaza and this WhatsApp group that you've got, do you believe that to be the case?
Well, quite honestly, the IDF has lied multiple times, and that's very well documented. This did not start with Al Ahli Hospital in Gaza. It started a long time ago. We saw when they claimed that they did not bomb the Al Ahli Hospital, but then they kept going and they bombed and invaded and destroyed Shifa Hospital, Al Quds Hospital, Nasser Hospital, etc. So I believe my colleagues on the ground, my friends, my medical students that I taught, more than the IDF. We, through Healthcare Workers Watch, which kind of inspired by Human Rights Watch, we've been documenting attacks on specifically healthcare workers, and we documented more than 500 healthcare workers have been killed since October 7. And, you know, the targeting varied. Some of them were basically, they were in the hospital, they were shot. Some of them were, they just left the hospital, they went back home, and they bombed the entire building, including like that healthcare worker and their families as well. Mm. And so at this point, it's not deniable fact at this point that healthcare workers have been, you know, targeted and either killed, abducted, or displaced. Mm.
You shared a little bit about what you believe the circumstances were leading up to your cousin's disappearance. Where do you think he is now? Who do you think is responsible for abducting him?
Well, as I said, according to an eyewitness who was recently released, who was a healthcare worker too, he saw him blindfolded. And so we think he's in a newly made detention center near Gaza, which is basically where most healthcare workers who previously abducted and released were. But as I said, since the Israeli military has not said anything about that, we don't know for sure if he's there or if he was simply killed. To the point, his brother, my cousin, went yesterday actually to look for his remains to see if he was killed and buried in the mass grave at Nasser Hospital.
On RN Drive, Saeed Asser is a doctor from Gaza who's currently studying in the United States. Here discussing the disappearance of one of the last remaining doctors at Nasser Hospital, his cousin, Khaled Asser. As you mentioned previously, this week we've heard reports from the UN about the existence of those mass graves at Nasser Hospital and Al-Shifa Hospital containing around 300 bodies. What do you say to calls from the UN for an international investigation into these mass graves?
Well, the first thing, I think there is an ethical responsibility on those non-governmental organizations, WHO, MSF, Red Cross, etc., to also update their families and pressure the Israeli military to basically communicate with them. And especially, nobody has communicated with my cousin's family, and the same with like every single healthcare worker who was either killed or abducted. And so, you know, it's kind of frustrating when you have your loved one and they disappear and you just basically wait until they get killed or released at some point.
Heartbreaking, I imagine, too. So finally, Saeed, what are you and your family calling for with regards to the disappearance of your cousin, Khaled?
We call first for a ceasefire, because if that does not stop, more healthcare workers will be harmed. And then second of all, we call the international community to go physically and help the Gaza's healthcare system that is currently collapsed. Honestly, who's currently like supporting the healthcare system is actually medical students and junior doctors, because most of the seniors were either abducted or killed. So really, they need a lot of support, a lot of training.
Aside, and just finally, when you finished your studies in the United States, will you return to do your work in Gaza?
Absolutely, 100%. And, you know, and since I left Gaza, I've been going back to teach medical students and all of that. So once I finish my training, that's definitely something that I'm planning on, for sure.
Dr. Saeed Asser, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you for having me.
And RN Drive has contacted the Israeli Defence Forces regarding Dr. Asser's whereabouts. They have declined to comment. We've also requested an interview from the IDF.